Last hour, we did the segment on the oldest living athletes in each sport. And we learned that the oldest living baseball players, we have two 99-year-olds, Chuck Stevens and Fred Caligari, and we have been able to rally these two, bring them up to studio. So we don't have enough working mics here in studio, guys. I'm sorry. You're going to have to give up your mics.
Well, I wanted to talk
to these guys.
And I'll just handle the interview because I don't think they're comfortable with a bunch of voices, you know, jumping in on them.
That may scare them.
And since it was my segment on the oldest living ball players, I'll handle this.
All right.
So, guys,
if you can open the door and let in Chuck Stevens and Frank Caligari. Guys, just come right over here to these microphones.
Sit right there.
Yeah, just right there.
What a new.
Hey, Chuck.
Sit on this side.
Chuck, how are you?
I'm doing good.
Welcome to the studio.
Thank you.
And Fred?
I'll talk right into this.
Yeah, just right into that microphone. And Fred, welcome.
Good morning to you guys.
And you're just to clarify, you're both 99 years old.
99 years old. That's right. We're long 18. Time friends. We're both 99 years of age, and I've always said we both may be 99, but only one of us is going to make it to 100, and he ain't sitting in your chair, Chuck. We always kid each other like that. Always punching each other in the nuts.
The two oldest living ball players, and you do have your birth certificates to verify that you're both 99.
I got mine ready. I don't have a birth certificate, but I brought this big old family Bible.
That's a little too big.
Set that down. Read them now. How y'all doing this morning?
Well, we're doing great.
We're doing fine.
What's that?
What was it like to play together back in the 1940s?
Well, it was something because, you know, I don't know if you know much about history. Wizard War then. There was war going on. Yeah. We didn't have enough baseball
All the
players
staff, you see,
to go around, and I was with the St. Louis Browns.
Yep.
And we only had 5 position players.
Right, they had to double up and cover different positions.
So I played third base and left field.
I don't even understand that. You couldn't even field 9?
Chuck
no,
Barrett.
Didn't
Chuck
have
was
players.
Fast enough, he could cover it.
See, I was a speed guy.
Uh-huh.
In the 40, what was my time?
You ran a 2.9 time I clocked you on my wristwatch.
So I could play third right by the grass. Mm-hmm. That's what I like to get, right by that grass, goes out into the outfield.
Mm-hmm.
Fast.
And say there was a smash out the left field.
Smash out the left field.
Well, now I'd get on my horse and I'd go out there and catch it at the wall.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes throw it back to third base and then run back, catch it, and make the tag on the player slide.
Put a little
That's
arc
incredible.
On it.
Yeah.
He'd put a little arc on it.
I could catch his own ball. Bouncing in, and then I'd put the tag on.
You were fast.
Yeah, that's right.
That's amazing.
Yeah, well, it was my honor and pleasure to work with him for so many years. We started off in vaudeville together before we moved over to baseball.
Oh, no kidding.
Cracking we
jokes.
Learned to play baseball in between sets on vaudeville.
Wow, what a story.
Throwing a hacky sack back and forth.
In the alley.
That's right. And then, of course, World War II hit, and we both had medical deferments, so we got in the majors.
Yeah.
Rack up a lot of
stats. And we stopped joking around when the war started.
We ain't seen each other in a long time,
have
we,
Chuck? Long time.
How long it been? We ain't seen each other since
70 years?
No, we saw each other at that Trump rally in Cincinnati about a year ago.
That's right. That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Visiting with Chuck Stevens and Fred Caligari, both 99 years old, the two oldest living ball players.
You guys look great, though.
Well, we appreciate that.
Thank you.
We do thank you for
that. We appreciate that.
We're promoting our new book.
We got a new book out.
Pictures here. See, I took these are snapshots I took in my years in the major. But now, little blurry because I had to use a box camera.
He didn't always take a good photo, but he's the only one with
about a 12-second shutter on that thing now.
<Yeah. laughs>
He laughing. Look at him.
Yeah, he got a kick out of that.
I won't dump your bag there, Chuck. You look a little cool down there.
You might as well use this trash can.
We both married the same woman, Mary Luce Linda. About 4 years apart, married the same woman.
That's incredible.
Mm-hmm. She's a good woman.
She got around. Old Mickey Mantle tore that up, didn't he? He sure tore that up. I saw Chuck beat a bat boy within an inch of his life just for snoring.
Goodness.
Just for snoring. That's
yeah,
right.
We used to play pranks on bat boys and Ted Williams.
Well, it's great
you guys
to
really
visit
did
with
that?
Both of
yeah,
you.
Yeah, you guys are you're looking
that.
Good for 99.
Sure
you really
did.
Are.
You guys, did you guys both also caddy at White Bra?
We did, matter of fact. Yeah. How'd you know? In fact, we're going down there like today to try to share our age.
Yeah, I feel like we visited with you guys before.
Well, yeah. We'll be at Taylor's Books signing a picture
yeah.
book.
Called Sliding In
The
We home.
Had a book signing down at Wild Detective last night. Only two people showed up, but we appreciate them. Both of them were serving coffee, too.
Well, I thank you guys both for coming up here, and it's
thank
great.
You, Craig.
We can stick around if you
hey,
want.
Yeah, we no, can stay with you all.
Up against it.
Once
in fact,
night,
it, feels,
girl's not
it feels like we need to put you both out of your misery. No, so,
why you got a gun? What you...
Missed.
Junior. There, got him that time.
Oh, my time. God. Junior. What are so you doing? You just killed the two oldest living baseball players.
Congratulations to Tom Jordan, who is the new oldest living ball player. He's 98.
Man, I don't know why you want to
He played with the White Sox
like
and
that.
Indians back in the 40s.
Fernando, call a couple interns to get them out of here. I'm busy preparing.
847 on the ticket.